A man accused of opening fire on the Vanderhoof RCMP detachment showed signs of psychosis when he was evaluated following his arrest, a psychiatrist told the court Friday. On trial for the November 25, 2021 incident in the community 100 kilometers west of Prince George, Paul Nicholas Russell stands accused of 9 charges, including counts of attempted murder with a firearm and mischief endangering life. Some 15 rounds were fired off during an attack that began shortly after noontime. Most of them struck RCMP vehicles or the brick exterior of the detachment, but 3 of the bullets breached the building's windows. RCMP officers and civilian employees were able to take cover, but the potential for injury or worse was there as one bullet passed through a computer monitor at an unoccupied desk and a shot narrowly missed the detachment commander's head. An active shooter alert was issued via text message. The community's downtown and nearby schools went into lockdown, and police from as far away as Prince George, Fort St. James, and Fraser Lake rushed to the scene. Russell was soon arrested and 8 hours later was occupying a bay in the emergency room at University Hospital of Northern BC, where psychiatrist Dr. Mohau Kolisong was brought in to assess Russell over concern about his mental health. The answers Russell provided to Kolisong's question suggested that he was out of touch with reality, Kolisong testified. He said that he lived wherever he wanted to live, Kolisong said. Then he said he lived in the forest so the animals could come in and out. Russell also said he planned to live off the land and described himself as a mountain man who used a howitzer to trigger avalanches. He also claimed to own thousands of guns, including a British .303 rifle. He tended to go off on a tangent, and somehow his answers were, I would say, off topic, and I was concerned that he might be delirious, which means not quite in touch with reality. However, Russell appeared to acknowledge partial responsibility for what happened earlier that day, telling Kolisong he took aim at the RCMP vehicles parked outside the detachment because the cops P.D. him off, and that he was frustrated with the RCMP, due to all the stuff that was happening. Asked if he was concerned about his own safety, Russell replied, I'm a better shot. I'm a perfect nightmare. I disabled all their vehicles. Asked by defense lawyer Donna Turco if the statement suggested he intended only to target the vehicles, Kolisong replied that there was never an expression of homicidal intent. The court heard that Kolisong was familiar with Russell from an event in July 2021, 4 months before the shooting incident, when he was taken to UNHBC for a psychiatric assessment after telling police he was seeing auras. Russell was prescribed antipsychotic medication meant to deal with hallucinations and delusions. The Crown's case ended with one of Russell's brothers testifying. Matthew Russell estimated that Paul Russell owned about 20 guns, all kept in gun safes at his home, and once made reference to doing some training with the Rocky Mountain Rangers Military Reserve Unit in Prince George. Both worked at the same fabricating shop in Vanderhoof where Matthew was a supervisor. He said he could smell alcohol on his brother that morning, likely from drinking the night before, and so put him on easier work at the shop. But while he and others noticed Russell saying strange things in the days and weeks before, he was known as a heavy drinker and nothing else seemed particularly out of the ordinary on the day in question. Russell said his brother appeared to have gone home for lunch during the midday break as he usually does and fully expected he would be back at work within the half hour. I was pretty sure he'd come back, but he never did, Matthew Russell said. Turco said she plans to call 3 witnesses over Monday and Tuesday next week. Turco said she will seek to show that Russell intended only to shoot at the police vehicles, that any bullets that hit the detachment were stray ones, and that he lacked intent to harm anyone.